all of your pride. There's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? Would just do or die? Would you compromise? Or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky, you don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we're still unbreakable.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Reborn Podcast. Today I have Jenna Fell on, coming on the show. She's a trainer. She's a fur mama, a first form athlete, and she's a stained glass artist out of Charleston, South Carolina. Jenna says she wasn't an athlete growing up, but her journey into fitness and training has taught her a level of strength and discipline she never knew that she had. It is in that shift in mindset that she instills into thousands of people she continues to train. Jenna offers something called the Bride Guide that you can check out if you have a wedding coming up, a vacation guide that can help you get in shape prior to your vacation, as well as like supplements and other things through her website, jennafail.com. You can learn more about her by following her on Instagram, Jenna_fail. Jenna, welcome to the Reborn Podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here, and I just thank the world of you, so I'm honored that you had me on.
Oh, thank you. So I want to talk about this. You're a huge inspiration. Everything that you do, you're DIY. My dyslexia is kicking in. Everything that you do around the house, all of your projects. But what I love about what you do is how you make just your overall lifestyle, it you make it seem so easy, like it's very well balanced. And so what I want to do, first I want you to introduce yourself to the listeners and kind of like, how did you become Jenna Fail? Everything that you're doing, you're inspiring so many people. So let's start there. Are you located in South Carolina?
I am, yep. Southern South Carolina. Been here really my entire life and absolutely love it. Me and my husband have carved out a nice little life down here. And, you know, we got married when I was 18, and it's wild to think how fast the time has gone, but just wonderful marriage, wonderful relationship. And, you know, I've been with First Form for coming up on a decade. So it's been cool to have that front seat and seeing the company progress the way that it has. And that has been such a incredible experience, and one that I'm so fortunate and honored to be a part of. And through that, I've been kind of all over the place in my fitness journey, from competing to trying to find balance, maintenance. And I feel like I've finally really found that good spot where it's just completely integrated with my life. And honestly, like, the place I'm in now is where I hoped and prayed I would be 7 years ago, that I really didn't think would be possible for me, because I'm such a, really not anymore, but back then I was like, it's all or nothing. I'm either competing or I'm off the rails, not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And now I've just developed such a good relationship with balance. And I just feel like that really shines for people, because a lot of people crave that and they don't know how to do it, but it's really just a matter of having grace on yourself and implementing good habits.
Yeah. Why did you get into competing in the first place?
Actually, my husband. So after he went to college, he joined a gym, and it just kind of became his outlet. It was the first time that we were not together every day. He moved about an hour north, and it was just his thing that he did. And I knew nothing about the gym. I didn't grow up in a fitness household, no sports or anything like that. So it was just really interesting seeing him. He was a little skater punk, weighed like a buck 50 maybe, and really watching his body change. But through that, his mentality changed. He just became a much more confident person, and that spilled over into just the kind of person he was. And so I got my curiosity piqued through him.
And then, so did you compete in bikini or figure?
So yeah, he actually began competing first. So I kind of got my feet wet attending those shows. I didn't know what I was looking at, but I'm like, ooh, sparkly, beautiful bikini. Like, I kind of like this.
Yeah. So did you go through the prep basically with him, but he was away? Did you know like firsthand, like what you were even like possibly getting yourself into?
No, honestly, I didn't. And I watched him basically like bro eat. So it was like, okay, I need to be eating chicken and rice and broccoli, and I need to be weight training. So like by default, I was kind of studying him over the years.
Sure.
And by attending those shows, you just get bit by the bug. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this. And prepped myself, wasn't good. I lost entirely too much weight, but I, at the time, very much enjoyed it and was so thrilled and started out in bikini. I couldn't even tell you how many times, maybe four bikini shows, and then I went figure.
Nice. How has like competing and just getting into fitness, and you know, you said that your husband had a huge impact on you. How did this change your trajectory and like who Jennifer Fail is today? Like, what if you were not, you know, this fitness icon and everything that you're doing? Who would Jenna be today if you did not have that?
You know, for me, I've always been the same for regards to doing what makes me happy in the moment, mm-hmm. so long as that's, you know, good for everyone. But, you know, back then competing was just what I wanted to do. I really very much enjoyed that. It was something I was able to just put my time and focus in, enjoyed it. Prior to that, I was actually a cosmetologist. I'm still licensed to do hair. So I threw all my energy into that. And then now, you know, I do stained glasses. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Well, during the fitness sake. So for me, it's really just a matter of living my passion when mm-hmm. I'm passionate about it and mm-hmm. living each day fulfilled in doing what fuels me that day. Because, I mean, we don't know when it's going to be our last day. And I don't believe in forcing yourself to do something you might not be passionate about, especially in regards to living online, living the social media life where you might get consumed in the idea of I'm my profile. I need to be who people expect me to be. And it's just mm-hmm. such a slippery slope. So I don't live my life in that mindset. I live my life for today, always have, and I share that. And
yeah,
I've just found a lot of really good balance through that.
Yeah, I love that. I really love how real you are on social media, everything that you share. There's definitely a lot of like smoke and mirrors now. Are you just, you know, but you give so many good tips. What's your Instagram right now, people who are listening? We usually cover that at the end, but send it.
Jenna_Fail. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you just mentioned that you were with First Form. Or that you've been with First Form for almost a decade. How did that come about? Like, how did you, you know, because it was this like during when you were competing and then you're like, oh, like these are good supplements. Like, how did, because at that time, I mean, First Form, I'm not sure how long they've been around, but I'm assuming it's been around about that time. Like, you've been with them basically pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah, they started in 2009 and they ran their initial athlete search, I believe in 2013. And I had not heard of First Form prior to that, and I was just getting started in my competing, so I was like really into
it. Okay, cool.
And so was my husband, but you know, prior to First Form, you know, the mentality of the industry a lot of times is like, if you're not a big name, if you're not Miss Olympia, or
you needed to be with a supplement company. Like, if you were in the industry and you didn't have like a, I mean, when like, back then it's like if you were with a supplement company, like you basically made it. I mean,
it was
that's when the magazines, like social media wasn't that predominant, like not like it is today, but it was like, you know, it was the magazines, the ads, the supplement companies. I remember like when I first started, like I had my eyes on like my sights set on some of these supplement companies, because it was like, if you could just get that, you know, this was like a decade, those of you who are listening who are just now coming into the fitness industry, like a decade ago, what Jenna's talking about, like that was, if you were with a supplement company, like you made it, like that was like, oh yeah, I'm sponsored by, you know. So you did their first athlete search.
Yes, but I was new. Like I didn't have a large following. Nobody like knew me in fitness world, and I thought they would never pick me. So my husband actually told me, he said, there's a company called First Form and they're running an athlete search. You should enter. And I literally told him, no, like, why would they pick me? Like, I was under the mindset of like, it's just somebody trying to get people to sign up, like pick me. No, I'm not doing it.
Like to send you coupons or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd never heard of them. And so actually like 3 days later, I got on our desktop computer. If that tells you. Go into the computer room.
Guys, we're dinosaur-y. I'm more dinosaur-y, a lot more dinosaur-y than Jenna, but this is dinosaur-y, guys, a desktop computer. Wild.
So I go to get on it for something and the athlete search form was still pulled up and it was actually just very few questions. And I'm like, the hell with it, I'll fill it out. So I filled it out and literally within 10 or 15 minutes, I was getting notifications on Instagram, First Form Biology, First Form Light Your Photo. And I'm thinking, whoa, like they actually looked at what I submitted. Like that's crazy. So I really started diving in and learning who they were. And immediately I was like, different, especially having been only familiar with other brands prior, you know, and how they ran, I was like, this is something very different and I want to be a part of it.
And that's so cool. So that was it. So I think like it's crazy to think, right? These opportunities present themselves. And I think this is a really good just example and a message to people who are listening. Don't turn up opportunities like Jenna. Think if you would have just been like, oh, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not good enough. Why would they ever pick me? Like, I don't have a following. But you did do it despite what you initially thought, right? And I think so many times people, they don't give themselves enough credit, or they think like, oh, what are the chances? They would never notice me, or they would never pick me.
Yep.
But the thing is like, you have to ask yourselves, like, what do you have to lose if you try? What do you have to lose if you try? So now, like a decade later, you like whenever I walk into First Form, like your pictures are just everywhere. Jenna's like blown up on the walls and the locker rooms. I mean, you're definitely you're an iconic figure for First Form. So what would you say? Like, what do you like since this decade? Right, we've gone through this decade. How have you grown and changed, like as a trainer and everything that you're doing and the lives that now you're able to impact? How have you kind of evolved?
So actually, whenever I used to compete, I would obviously share like lifestyle competing, and I had a big audience that really enjoyed the competing. And if I said that wasn't weighing on me whenever I gave up competing, I'd be lying. I was like, I've built this page, like I and you get that weird, what do people expect me to be mentality. But it's really, you know, you just got to be happy, and people want you to be happy. Like, no matter what it is, people love to see happy people. So whenever I transitioned into just more of like a lifestyle, I decided I'm going to start sharing this side of my life, more marriage, lifestyle, just different aspects of my life. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. I can't continue to do something that doesn't make me happy for the sake of a profile online. And lucky for me, though, people really took well to it. I've developed a lot of great relationships online. And First Form's always had a space for anybody and everybody looking to help people, whether that be help somebody get on stage or help somebody lose 50 pounds or help somebody find a good maintenance area. Like, there's room for any type of goal, any type of person to help somebody. And so because of them and their platform, it certainly helped me broaden my reach and helping people in the way that makes sense for my lifestyle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Sure. How has your diet, like we can just talk about diet right now, how has your diet and nutrition changed, even supplementation, going from, okay, you're a competitor to now we're going to maintain and like your daily lifestyle? How is that? Because I feel like a lot of people think that like, oh, if you're not a fitness fanatic, if you're not a competitor, it's impossible to keep a clean diet, or they can never be strict or regimented or have the discipline that, you know, competitors typically have. Or that mentality that competitors typically have. You're living proof that it can be done. You have the balanced overall lifestyle. You were a competitor, and now you live this lifestyle. So can you break it down? Can you share what you do on the daily, the supplements that you think that are important? Especially, I know Mother's Day is coming up. Like, let's just talk about female-specific supplements that you have found that really help you. And how has that changed? Like, how can people continue to have a truly a healthy lifestyle and not feel overwhelmed, to not feel like it's a burden? Can you speak in that space for a little bit?
For sure. So in competing, I was very just completely zoned in. I was eating chicken, rice, broccoli, tilapia, egg whites, like, and anything outside of that, in my mind, it was like, you can't eat that. Or you get that one a week cheat meal. So I'm like, anything outside of this is going to count as that. I was super, super regimented. And it took me a long time to break out of that in regard to my relationship with food and how I viewed it. It took quite a while, but integrating kind of the same principles as far as baseline meals, chicken, rice, I still eat that, but I will cook it up in different ways. Once you understand the importance of protein, you're not going to not implement it in your day. So I have protein all throughout the day. Heavy emphasis on gut health. So the OptiGreens 50, I do not miss a day of that. The OptiReds with the antioxidants, I don't miss that. I combine those two. Vitamin C, vitamin D, the liposomal formula with First Form, take those every day. I utilize a Formula One quite a bit. One, post-workout recovery. Two, just to help boost my overall protein intake number throughout the day. It's wild looking back. I used to be so hungry. Like, I would count the minutes to my next meal. I used to think about food. I was like obsessed with food all the time. Uh-huh. Now my appetite's just not what it used to be because I don't train with that intensity that I used to train with. And it's just not that big a part of my life. So I have to be really mindful to eat throughout the day. But the Formula One helps me a lot because it does set very gently on your stomach, digest pretty quickly. So it's a little easier for me to hit my protein that way. I'm pretty just big on baseline foundations, protein, vitamins.
Are you still eating like multiple small meals throughout the day?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Or are you like,
yep.
Okay. Do you have a certain amount of like an amount of protein that you aim to get every time you eat?
Well, around 30 grams per sitting.
30 grams. And then you keep that pretty consistent. Like every, like what you have breakfast and then you, what do you have for a snack or what would you suggest? I find like a lot of moms are just so busy all the time, including myself, like the on the go snacks and things that are like readily available with protein and carbohydrates. Do you have anything like?
Yes, absolutely. So let's say I wake up, I have, let's say, three whole eggs, two egg whites, some oatmeal, some berries. Meal two, if I'm out and about, maybe I'll have a First Form protein stick like that.
They do have the
bar.
The beef sticks now. Yeah, or the
lots
bar.
Of options like for on the go stuff. Or if I'm home, I might have, like I said, a Formula One shake and piece of for something.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I eat taco salad like every day. So good. So
you
every
too?
Day I have just lean ground beef cooked up with taco and dry ranch seasoning, and I'll have that with rice, and then I'll have.
Have you put this on your you've put this on your Instagram before, haven't
yeah
you?
And I don't want to like share the exact same thing every single day, but like I like that. I'm eating that every day.
Okay, so what is it? I like to hear what other people, how they their clean eating hacks. So you have lean ground turkey,
I
taco seasoning.
I eat red meat every day, so I do lean beef with taco seasoning. And then the dry ranch seasoning, which is so good. I eat that on everything. And then I just mix in some rice with it. I'll have jalapenos on top, maybe some fresh pico. And it is every day.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that. And it sounds like it's super budget friendly
1,000%.
Too. Yeah. And that's a really good option because you can like there's so many different options. You can make it your own however you want to have like your taco salad. Like there's so many different options. So I want to talk about, I kind of want to transition a little bit. I want to talk about your training because I see a lot of your training is actually done. You train at your house.
Yep.
You do. So, I want to talk about that. And you don't have a whole lot of equipment. A lot of your training is very minimal.
It is.
Correct. So let's talk about that a little bit about your training style. What are you training for? Do you have any goals at the moment?
Okay. So I do train at home. I have, just a treadmill, a couple of free weights, but I do have one of the Tonal machines. And I will tell you, that thing has like blown me away. I wasn't sure what to expect getting it. My husband bought it for me for my birthday and I got seen some stuff with it. I'm like, you could probably get a good workout with it. But honestly, it's phenomenal. And the amount of weight you can lift with it for me is wonderful. I actually had a really bad back injury in 2015 and it's kind of manifested worse through the years. But for me, being able to train with that digital weight and that resistance really helps stabilize myself and give me a better workout. I don't work out for an hour and a half or 2 hours a day like I used to. Honestly, if I'm on the Tonal for 40 minutes, it's a good, like, just cranking away at whatever it is I'm doing, feeling good, and then I'm good with it.
Yeah. Do you train every day, or do you do, like, a three times a week?
Four days. average.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. So what are you currently working on? What are some of your projects and stuff that you are doing
Like DIY stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always got a million and one thing going on. I've got some old Queen Anne windows. I'm like, I don't know what it is about me. I love old windows. So I'm on the hunt on Marketplace for old windows. And I found a really cool, like, old curved window that I currently need to strip and paint and then put glass in, stained glass. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to end up turning that into a fireplace screen. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That'll be beautiful. Now, is all of this stuff for you, or do you like, are people like asking you to do their, any of their projects?
So it's
at
actually
home?
Kind of funny. I will buy something with full intention. Like, I'm going to buy this and sell it. And then I finish it and I'm like, dang it, I love this. I can't sell it. Like, I have to sit on it for a while. But it's kind of funny because some people do like ask me to shop with them. Like, I really want you to come shopping with me and help pick stuff out, and I'll pick something out. And they're like, oh, I don't like that. And then I bring it home and do whatever to it and set it up. And they're like, well, if I'd known it was going to look like that, I would have bought it. And I'm like, I was with you. Like, I told you. But, you know, I've always very much loved that. And, you know, me and my husband, like I said, we got married very young. And we didn't have any money at all. So I was always out thrifting and buying stuff like that anyway and fixing stuff up because we did not have to buy anything new. But it's just something that I've always enjoyed, even so outside of that.
Yeah, I love that. Definitely you have a passion for those projects. It's honestly really inspiring because you make it look so easy. You make it look like it's so simple. So kudos to you on that. And it is really inspiring. And it's the same, like, it's the same creativity that you've continued to put into your training. What would you say, like, what do you get the most out of training others? Like, why do you do that?
You know, for me, I think whenever I got to watch my husband change and just watch his confidence mentality change, it inspired me. And then I did it and I got those same results. My confidence changed, my drive to do more change. So I think for me, seeing other people get it and understand, like, they're not special, I can do that too. Like, it's just a matter of understanding what you're doing, being resilient in your effort, and you will get there. Anybody can do it. And I think for me, just watching people understand that and change their life, what more could you ask for?
I love that. So where can people find you? I know we threw in your Instagram earlier, but where can people find you? Are you coaching people? Where can people find your community? And I know there's a summer thing coming up. Where can people maybe find you in person?
So Summer Smash, if you have a ticket to Summer Smash, we're going to be there the first weekend of June in St. Louis. And that is going to be, it's always the biggest party of the year. It's phenomenal. I can't wait for that. And we are doing different little pop-up events throughout the country too. So I was just in Knoxville with First Form at a Nutrition Factory event. That was amazing. And I think we're going to be doing more of that. So definitely stay tuned with First Form and keeping an eye out for different events.
Awesome. I love that. And people can find you mainly on Instagram. Is that like your, do you have a website?
I actually have Facebook, Jenna Phelan Friends. And I'm kind of dabbling a little bit on TikTok. It's kind of fun. I like it. I fought it tooth and nail.
Same. Me too. I'm continuing to fight it.
You know, the content to me is so much. I spend too much time on it. Like, I get on here and I'm like, oh, it's too. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll find you on TikTok and I'll start following you.
Yes.
And then you have to follow me. Well, that's awesome. Hey, Jenna. Thank you so much for coming on the Reborn podcast. I love everything that you're doing, how you just simplify everything with grace. And you really show, like, to everybody, like, that it really can be done. It can be done. You just have to dedicate yourself to it. So thanks again for coming on to the Reborn podcast. And hopefully I will see you at Summer Smash. I'm going to try. Yes. I'm working on the schedule right now, but yes, I'm hoping to be out there.
Well, so I can't wait to see you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you so much.
Likewise. Thank you, Jenna.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Reborn podcast with myself and Jenna. Look, leave us a review. Let me know what you think about the show. If you guys have any questions, any guest suggestions, anything at all, anything that you would like me to talk about or discuss on the show, shoot me a DM on my Instagram at RebornPod and let me know what you want to hear. Otherwise, I will catch you guys next week. Bye. There's nowhere to hide. What would you decide when it's on the line? If it's do or die, would you compromise? Or would you stand through the storm and roll with the tide? Would you be the one to fight or the one to hide? You can never touch the sky, you don't try to fly. Rocky roads, but we stayed unshakable. Been through it all and we still unbreakable.